Product costing. Trade-offs are made at the product level with regard to how to determine product cost and what level of detail of information to track in order to support the required calculations. Basic types of product costing include absorption costing, full costing, includes all materials, labor, and manufacturing overhead, both fixed and variable overhead, as product costs, handles all other non-manufacturing costs as period costs. Variable costing, direct costing, classifies costs by behavior, considers variable manufacturing costs as product costs, direct materials, direct labor, and variable factory overhead, regards all other costs as period costs, including fixed factory overhead. Also discussed in this area are cost accumulation systems. These determine where to collect costs, and cost assignment systems. These determine how to allocate indirect costs. Job, process, and operation costing are types of cost accumulation systems. Activity-based cost accounting is a cost assignment or allocation system. Any of these systems can be applied using either absorption or variable costing principles. If being used for external reporting, absorption costing must be applied. If used for internal reporting, variable costing may instead be applied. Here is an overview of what each entails. These assume absorption costing is being applied. Job costing. Job order costing. Assigns costs to specific jobs. Could be lots or batches. Direct materials and direct labor are directly assigned as product costs, while variable factory overhead and fixed factory overhead are assigned using a set overhead rate. Treats all other costs as period costs. Process costing. For continuous mass production, assigns costs by process or functional area. Total costs of direct materials, direct labor, fixed factory overhead, and variable overhead are summed and can be assigned as a per unit rate based on the definition of a unit. For example, barrel of oil, yard of fabric. Operation costing. For batch manufacturing, assigns costs by a hybrid of jobs and process. Combines elements of job costing and process costing. It is best for products that differ in their raw materials, cost of specific jobs, but share many of the same operations, cost of the common process. Activity-based cost accounting. Similar to absorption costing in what costs are included, but can also assign additional costs to products for managerial accounting purposes, including general and administrative expenses that are considered product sustaining. For example, engineering expenses or marketing expenses directly attributable to a given product. Making good product decisions for the organization requires that managers understand what goes into each product costing method or system. If they don't, it will be difficult to determine cost behavior. For many organizations, one product cost definition does not meet all costing needs. This is where the trade-off occurs in determining the costing method that best represents the information needed to make good product design decisions. Absorption costing. The traditional approach to costing a product is absorption costing, or full absorption costing, defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an approach to inventory valuation in which variable costs and a portion of fixed costs are assigned to each unit of production. The fixed costs are usually allocated to units of output on the basis of direct labor hours, machine hours, or material costs. SIN. Allocation costing. C. Activity-based cost accounting, activity-based costing, IBC. Absorption costing includes in the cost per unit calculation all the variable direct costs plus a share of fixed overhead costs for the period. Because it includes fixed overhead, the unit cost may vary with the level of production volume. Exhibit 6-13 illustrates the impact of fixed overhead on unit cost as production level changes. Exhibit 6-13, absorption costing at different levels of production. If a company produces 1,000 units and has $500,000 in direct costs and $100,000 in fixed costs, the unit share of fixed overhead is $100. If production increases by 50%, the fixed overhead rate drops and the unit's total cost decreases. Absorption costing complies with accounting standards and can be used for reporting financial performance to external users. However, it is less helpful for managers who are trying to assess cost performance, since it includes costs that are beyond a manager's control. In this situation, for internal purposes only, managers may use variable costing. Variable costing, direct costing. Variable costing, also called direct costing, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an inventory valuation method in which only variable production costs are applied to the product. Fixed factory overhead is not assigned to the product. Traditionally, variable production costs are direct labor, direct material, and variable overhead costs. Variable costing can be helpful for internal management analysis, but is not widely accepted for external financial reporting. For inventory order quantity purposes, however, the unit costs must include both the variable and allocated fixed costs to be compatible with the other terms in the order quantity formula. For make or buy decisions, variable costing should be used rather than full absorption costing. SIN. Direct costing. Variable cost includes only those costs that could vary depending on the level of production, materials and labor, setup costs, or utilities. Exhibit 6-14 compares absorption costing to variable costing. For the variable costing column, assume that the unit variable costs have been calculated to be $50 per unit. This does not include fixed costs, such as administrative expenses, rent or leases, or insurance. Let's see the difference variable costing can make in total unit cost. Exhibit 6-14, absorption versus variable costing. Variable cost is helpful for internal planning and analysis because it isolates those production costs that production can actually control. It is therefore a managerial costing tool. It is not used for financial reporting to external audiences. Job costing, job order costing. Job costing is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a cost accounting system in which costs are assigned to specific jobs. This system can be used with either actual or standard costs in the manufacturing of distinguishable units or lots of products. SIN, job order costing. Job costing, job order costing is used when products are produced in lots or batches or as an order manufactured to a customer's specifications. Direct costs are assigned to the job. Indirect costs are assigned according to a set overhead rate. The overhead rate is calculated in the following manner. Budgeted annual overhead captures indirect costs. This could be aggregated for the entire facility or separated into departments. In job order costing, factory overhead, material and labor costs that cannot be traced directly to a specific job is usually applied through a predetermined overhead rate. Budgeted annual activity represents the organization's capacity in number of hours, labor or machine operating hours. Capacity may be defined in different ways. Ideal levels, practical levels, the highest throughput that can be achieved with acceptable efficiency, average levels historically, or forecast levels. For example, let's look at a t-shirt factory that has $100,000 in annual overhead and that budgets for 50,000 machine hours. Its overhead rate would be, for every hour used, the job is assigned $2 in overhead costs. Say that the t-shirt manufacturer produces a batch of t-shirts for a customer. The direct costs are $1,000 and the job requires 80 hours. The job cost is calculated as process costing. The term process costing is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a cost accounting system in which the costs are collected by time period and averaged over all the units produced during the period. This system can be used with either actual or standard costs in the manufacture of a large number of identical units. Process costing is used when product is continuously mass-produced and has little variation, such as in oil and chemical refineries or textile production. Since the product is sold by unit, overhead costs can still be assigned to a unit of product, for example, barrel, yard. Process costs are determined by period, and the costing process involves these steps. Determining how much has been produced in the period and in what stage of production. For example, 1,000 barrels may have been completed this month and another 500 may be in process. Summing equivalent unit amounts. Using the example above, if the work in process is 60% complete, there is the equivalent of 300 barrels in production, 500 times 60%. The total equivalent units will be 1,000, work completed, plus 300, work in progress, or 1,300 units. Totaling costs and allocating them by work unit. Total costs for the period include direct materials and labor and factory overhead. Total cost divided by the number of equivalent units yields the unit cost. So if total costs at the refinery for this month are $100,000, $50,000 material plus $30,000 labor plus $20,000 overhead, the unit cost for the month will be $100,000 divided by 1,300 units, or about $77 per unit. Operation costing. Operation costing is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a hybrid cost accounting system that utilizes a combination of job costing and process costing approaches. It commonly is utilized in environments where units are produced in batches, as in job costing, but also undergoes significant continuous processing, as in process costing. Operation costing combines elements of job order costing and process costing. It is best for products that differ in their raw materials, cost of specific jobs, but share many of the same operations, cost of the common process. An alternative use is for products that initially share the same processing steps, but then have a split-off point where the products become differentiated. In other words, this method helps provide costing in more complex manufacturing environments where neither of the other types would work as a pure method. To use an example, the fabrication process may be almost identical for two types of suits, but the most expensive suit has higher materials costs due to a better grade of fabric and different sewing techniques that require more time in late-stage processes. Costs for manufacturing the suits are therefore determined by the batch being produced. Activity-based cost accounting. Another managerial tool for using cost to analyze and measure performance is activity-based cost accounting, or activity-based costing. Activity-based cost accounting looks at the costs of individual activities that are required to produce a product or service. It does not replace absorption costing for external reporting purposes. In manufacturing, it is used to focus attention on the use of capacity in production. Activity-based cost accounting is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a cost accounting system that accumulates costs based on actual activities performed that consume resources, and then uses cost drivers to allocate these costs to products or other bases such as customers, markets, or projects. It attempts to allocate overhead costs on a more realistic basis than by only using direct labor or machine hours. C. Absorption costing, activity-based costing, IBC. For clarity, we will not use IBC as an abbreviation for activity-based costing because IBC can also be used in manufacturing to refer to IBC classification. In absorption costing, overhead is assigned in a generalized manner. In some situations, for example, when a manufacturer creates different types of products in the same facility, this can create a distorted view of where costs are actually occurring. It can lead to uncompetitive pricing. In addition, when budgeted activity drops, excess capacity is assigned through overhead to all products. This can create an unstable product cost figure and can penalize managers for costs beyond their control. In contrast, in activity-based costing, only capacity that is used to produce a specific product is assigned. This provides a more accurate and stable picture of the costs of producing the item. A key part of activity-based costing is identifying cost drivers. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a cost object driver as, in activity-based cost accounting, a numerical measure of the demand placed on one cost object by other cost objects. The concept is that some products require more direct and indirect costs than others, and that a one-size-fits-all approach to all types of costs may be unfair to some products or cost objects. Exhibit 6-15 provides examples of manufacturing and service cost drivers. Exhibit 6-15, cost drivers. For example, product X may require more resources to manufacture than product Y. This could be because X requires more setups that have time-consuming machine calibration. The number of setups or setup hours might be used as a cost driver. The steps in using activity-based costing are as follows. Identify cost drivers. For example, a product may require hazardous waste removal. Assign an overhead rate for each driver. This may be a monetary amount per pound/kilogram, hour, or activity. To continue the example, the cost for disposing of the hazardous waste may be $5 per pound. Estimate the number of occurrences for each driver. Again, this could be the total number of pounds/kilograms or hours or number of events. It may be estimated that production related to a cost object will generate 5,000 pounds of hazardous waste in a period. The assigned overhead cost for this driver will be $25,000. The process is repeated for all the drivers associated with the product, and their overhead costs are summed into a total overhead cost. The accounting handbook recommends limiting the number of drivers to be included in an activity-based cost to those costs that are already known. This minimizes the costs of measurement. Using indirect correlations will also help save the costs of measurement, which can be quite high in activity-based costing. For example, hazardous waste is usually removed by the truckload, and each waste removal costs the same. So, rather than calculating pounds of waste, the organization could measure number of truckloads of waste removed during each production run and use that instead of actual volume. Activity-based management uses this cost information in various management tasks. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines activity-based management, IBM, as the use of activity-based costing, IBC, information about cost pools and drivers, activity analysis, and business processes to identify business strategies, improve product design, manufacturing, and distribution, and remove waste from operations. C. Activity-based cost accounting. IBM is used to analyze and reduce costs by identifying and reducing or removing activities that do not add value, and by analyzing value-added activities to see if they can be performed more efficiently.